Hello, hello. Welcome back to another Millennial Mom Chat. I'm so excited for today's blog post, which is coming to you as an audio blog. I personally love to listen to audio. That is like my preferred way to receive content. I love audiobooks, I love podcasts, I love music. And so although I am not interested in this moment in doing anything podcasty related, I do know that I do enjoy, you know, putting out a little audio blog here and there. And so that's what we're going to do today. It's funny because I actually wrote out this entire blog post, the entire thing. It's so funny. So I wrote this whole thing out. And as I was getting ready to just edit and go over different things, I really felt the Holy Spirit leading me to do this as an audio. Maybe because with my voice, there's a little more emphasis and you get a little more of my personality behind what I'm going to share today. But I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the different mediums and ways to get content out. And I love these moments when God drops a word in my spirit or drops a thought in my spirit to share. And it really is just where I am and what I'm living, because really Millennial Mom Chat is all about me sharing my journey as a mom, how I am going through this journey as a mom, as a woman of God, embracing His word, redefining mom life on my terms to create a life that I love, a life that I love to live as a mom. I want to enjoy being a mom. I want to enjoy being a woman. I want to enjoy being a wife, right? And I know all those things are found in Christ. And so today I want to share with you, and if I didn't introduce myself because I got really excited, if you don't know, my name is Teresa. Welcome. Hello. I'm so glad you're here. But today I'm going to talk to you about three things I'm learning to stop saying to myself that really just don't even serve me. I find myself saying these things to myself. I found myself rather saying these things to myself too often, and none of these things helped like at all. And so as I've been on this journey of embracing where I am and embracing the capacity that I have for doing different things. I shared a blog post recently about Mama, Do You Have the Capacity? This kind of came about after I shared that blog about maybe 2-3 months ago. So let's just get right into it. So the first thing that I am learning to stop saying to myself is things could be worse. Okay, so now I know this seems like a solid and somewhat helpful thing to say to yourself, but I no longer say this to myself or others. The essence of this phrase, you know, like I'm sure it's coming from a good place, but it actually minimizes what you are actually experiencing. Like I often find myself saying this to myself when I think of my challenges, whether as a mom, a married mom, you know, different things that are happening in my life. I'm like, oh, things could be worse, right? And so although I find myself in an extremely fortunate situation in that I am married to an amazing man. My child is just amazing. She's amazing. She's challenging, but she's amazing, right? And I'm afforded the luxury of staying home, right? I don't have to go out and do anybody's work if I don't want to. That doesn't negate the fact that my motherhood has its challenges. So yes, things could be worse, quote unquote, right? But I no longer live in a space of minimizing my experiences simply because they aren't the same for others, right? Everyone experiences things differently. Let me say that again. Everyone experiences things differently. So allow your experiences and your journeys to be just what they are. Just because someone else isn't impacted as intensely as you are by a certain circumstance or something that's going on doesn't mean your feelings aren't valid, because they are. Like how you feel and what you're experiencing, how it's impacting you, all valid, okay? Like I often reflect on the life of Jesus as he healed those around him. Just go with me on this journey for a hot second. Not once when Jesus walked this earth and as he was healing people, not once did he say, for example, to the blind man, well, okay, well, I see that you're blind, but at least you can hear. So things could be worse. I'm going to keep on moving and get to somebody else who's worse off than you. Like, no, he saw each individual for who they were and addressed each and every need based on what that individual required in the moment. That's exactly what he does for us. Think about that for a moment. That's exactly what he does for us. He's not looking at you sideways because you're crying out to him with a sleepless toddler. He's not looking at you thinking like, girl, well, look, you only have one. So imagine a mom's with twins. Or at least you got a husband. Imagine if you ain't had no help. So guess what? How about you just be quiet? Things could be worse. I'm going to move on. No. Okay. When you cry out to him for help, when you're feeling the unbearable weight of your current situation, he is the one who comes in, okay, who gives us his presence, overwhelms us. He grants us his everlasting peace, right? Like, he gives us the strength that we need in the moment. He's not dismissing anything that you experience. And so I know what this is like firsthand. I have ample experiences, you know, examples of this. I'll tag some of the things that specifically have happened to me below. But the point is, we have to stop comparing and minimizing what we need. You know what I mean? Like, whether you're a mom of one or a mom of seven, whether you're single or married, whether you stay at home or you work full time, don't you ever minimize your experience and what you're overcoming in your journey as a mom. Like, let's just stop that, okay? So as the second thing that I am learning to stop, I guess, saying to myself / doing to myself, I'm learning to stop shoulding on myself, okay? That's should with an ing on myself. And like, I've done this way too often and it never helps. Like, it never helps how I'm feeling, especially if I'm thinking back on a poor choice that I made, either for myself or as a mom. Like, I have to remind myself that in life, we will all make mistakes. Not just one mistake, mistakes with an S. As a wife, as a mom, as a woman, like, that's just human nature. That's who we are. And oftentimes what I'm realizing is when we have the proper outlook, when our outlook is properly focused, there is often a lesson to be learned on the other side. Like, not to mention, y'all, okay, that God's grace is sufficient for us. Like, the enemy wants you to beat yourself up. He wants you to feel like a failure. He wants you to constantly relive all your past mistakes. He wants you to fall into that vicious cycle of condemnation, because let's be real, okay, when you shoot on yourself, it's literally condemnation, right? But like, when you think about it, sis, like, that is not anything. That is not God at all. That is the furthest thing from what God wants for you. That is not what our loving Father promises us as his daughters. Like, Christ came to forgive, set free, and deliver, to give you life more abundantly. Yes, even when you make mistakes as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, whatever it might be, like, whatever situation you find yourself in, you're like, oh, like, yo, listen, let's stop shooting on ourselves and embrace, like, the everlasting love of our Father and the blood of our Savior that covers every single mistake. Like, let that sink in. Because of our relationship with Christ, his blood covers all of our mistakes. So go to him, which leads me into my third and final thing that I am learning to stop saying to myself. I am learning to stop saying to myself, I'm okay. Like, I'm learning to stop covering up how I'm really feeling. And a lot of this came from the work that I've been doing in therapy and in my walk with God, because I think that as someone who was often found in the spotlight for whatever reason, there's often this misconception that, oh, you can't show that you're struggling or that you're hurt or, you know, you got to be okay because everyone expects you to be bubbly. Everyone expects you to show up. Like, you can't show that side. And I'm like, that's the furthest thing from the truth, okay? And so I'm learning to stop covering up how I'm really doing. There have been times when I've experienced some super challenging moments and I would find myself saying, oh, okay, I'm all right. I'm okay, like, when I'm really not. And I'm not talking about to other people, because we do have to be mindful of what we share with other people. I'm talking about myself. I'm learning to admit to myself when I'm not okay, and more importantly, to admit to God and take my requests and my tears and just all of who I am to my Father. Because, like, when I'm not having the best of moments, I'm not doing myself or anyone, especially not my child or my husband, any favors if I'm trying to cover it up. I'm just covering up how I'm really feeling, sinking deeper and deeper into this place that I just don't want to be. So I'm learning to share those moments, be honest with myself, take everything to God. And I'm also learning not to live in those spaces, right? Because I think it's important for me to note that another part of the process and the work that I've been doing in therapy is learning that it's okay to feel, but don't live there, right? So I can't live in a space when I'm not okay, when I'm experiencing extreme challenges in my motherhood journey or whatever it is that's going on in my life. And it's just, oh my gosh, Lord, what is going on? That's the space where I need to stay in God's face, right? Feel what you need to feel and then say, okay, God, what do I need to learn? How do you want me to move? What is it that I need to do? What do I need to stop doing? Because that might be a part of it as well. But the point is to be honest and stop saying you're okay when you're not okay. Like, stop telling yourself you're okay when you're not okay. I want to really be clear, because what I realize is a lot of times all these things that I'm sharing, it kind of go together. Because when we say that we're okay, typically it's because, oh, well, things could be worse. So I'm okay. I'm all right. Society is like telling me, like, you know what, it could be worse. All these different things. It all goes together. But you have to understand, you and your journey and your walk with God and your life with your child and your life with your husband and your life as a woman, it is unique and specific to you. So I want you to just stop telling yourself, stop lying on yourself, right? When you're not okay, it's okay to admit when you're not okay. Even if you are the strong friend, even if you are the mom who always stands in the gap for everyone else, it's okay to say that you're not okay. And take all your requests to God. Take everything to Him. Cry out to God with all your needs and concerns. I don't care how small society may tell you that it is. Everything that concerns us as women, as wives, as moms, like, it's important to our God. Like, literally everything. And so I just want to reiterate, like, something specific, kind of clear, to want to clarify a little bit about what my therapist shared with me that really has been helpful. You know, when she was saying how you need to feel the feel, give yourself permission to feel how you need to feel in the moment. She really helped me to understand, okay, like, okay, set your timer. Give yourself 20 minutes to cry it out, scream it out, feel how you need to feel, right? But once that 20 minutes is over, then we have to shift so that we don't get stuck there and say, okay, challenge accepted. This is what's going on. What do I know to do in this moment? What can I do right now to preserve my peace? How can I move forward in the midst of what's going on in my current circumstances? And just to back that up with Bible, because y'all know I love to share the word of God. The word also says sorrow may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, which means there is a moment for sorrow. There is a moment to feel the feels. However, joy comes in the morning. So yeah, feel what you need to feel. It's important, but don't stay there. You know, we got to find our victory in Christ as moms. And I think that, you know, even as I'm talking to you right now, I'm realizing within myself that that has been one of the biggest shifts, I think, with Millennial Mom Chat, with what I've been sharing, what I've been talking about, just the work that I've been doing within myself, is really understanding that my victory as a mom, the joy that I want to experience as a mom, it is found in Christ. It is found when I base my decisions and what I do and how I live and how I operate on the word of God. Like, I love social media, y'all. I do. I have a love-hate relationship with it, put it like that. But like, I can't base my life off of what someone else is doing when I don't even know all the things that are going on behind the scenes. I can't do that. But what I can do is take my life to God and say, Lord, this is what's going on. This is what's going on with my child. This is what's going on with me, my inward parts. This is what's going on with my husband. I need you to give me guidance, right? Seeking wise and godly counsel to help guide me in the word and the ways of God, right? So just to be encouraged to know that, you know, as we're, you know, as I'm sharing these three things that we should stop saying to ourselves, things I'm learning to stop saying to myself, put it on me, okay? I'm learning to stop saying these things to myself. And a big part of that and why I'm learning to stop saying this to myself is because I am now focused on Christ. I am making sure that He is the center of my motherhood, not the gurus online, which they do have some great things to say. But at the end of the day, I gotta say, God, well, what do you say? How does this line up with your word? Is this really how you want me to be as a mom? Is this the mom that you've called me to be? Like, have you even asked that question to God? Like, have you ever went to God in prayer and say, God, what kind of mother do you want me to be? how do you want me to raise my children? Because I don't know about you, but my child is literally a little warrior for God's kingdom already. She is so, I mean, just in her little personality now, I'm like, God, I see signs of just the great things you're going to do with her. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a lot. I need help. So God, how do I raise my child? How do I raise my daughter? How do I discipline my daughter? Like, show me the truths of your word and how to apply it to my life as a mom. You know, God, how do I operate as a wife? You know, I want to be a loving and sensual and just a peaceful helpmate type of wife. Like I have certain adjectives that I pray over my marriage or whatever. And I'm like, God, show me what that looks like for me and Keem specifically. Like, go to him specifically with like, God, what do you want from me? How does this look? How do I move in this space and in this season? And I promise you, he will tell you all. He will always show up and share with you. He will always guide you. And just be ready, because most often it won't align with what society is saying. A lot of times it won't. It'll be like, what? Wait a minute. But society is telling me that I need to, you gotta align your life with the word of God. So that was a little tangent, but these are the three things I'm learning not to say to myself. I'm learning to stop saying these things to myself. Just to recap really quickly, I'm learning to stop telling myself that things could be worse. I'm learning to stop telling myself, or rather stop shoulding on myself, that should with an ing. And then lastly, I'm learning to stop telling myself I'm okay when I'm not okay. So I want to hear from you, okay? I want you to comment below, because this will be on a blog, so you can actually comment in the comments below. I also share on Facebook, and I usually share clips on Instagram, so you can always go to the comment section, or you can DM me. I love when you guys send me DMs. That's actually one of my, I love when the DMs be popping after I post a blog. Let me know what you're learning to stop saying to yourself, or what resonated with you. Also, be sure to share this, most importantly, is to share this with a mom who you know needs this reminder, who you know needs to shift. And, you know, maybe you guys have had a conversation and you're like, girl, like, you gotta, like, come on, we gotta get out of this space. Like, share this with her, send it to her, tell her, Reese, you know, Teresa told me to send this to you, so I gotta send this to you. Put it on me, okay? So that's all for now, and I cannot wait to catch you guys, whether in a video or maybe in writing or maybe another audio. I don't know, but I'll catch you all in the next post. Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, y'all.